From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. Members of Congress are returning to Washington today for a lame duck session. And before the next batch of lawmakers takes over, they'll take up spending bills, consider a new Secretary of Defense, and debate government eavesdropping in the war on terror. But first, members from both parties will elect their leaders for the Congress that begins in January. As NPR's Brian Naylor reports, those contests will help define both parties for the next 2 years.
Zach Space is standing outside an ornate caucus room on Capitol Hill where newly elected members of the House are going through what's informally known here as freshman orientation. Space is newly elected from the Ohio district that used to send Bob Ney to Congress until Ney pleaded guilty in the Abramoff influence peddling scandal. And as Space contemplates his new life in Washington, before he's even sworn in as a member of Congress, he has a decision to make. Whom to support for House Majority Leader. The choice is between Steny Hoyer, a veteran congressman from Maryland, and veteran Pennsylvania Congressman John Murtha. Space is undecided, and he's being lobbied by both camps.
We're getting it from both sides. I mean, I think on the one side, there are certain regional considerations. Murtha is from my general region in the country. From the other side, Steny Hoyer's been around for a long time. He's paid his dues. So I think both sides are raised compelling arguments, and I think both are very competent and will do a good job regardless of the outcome.
Both candidates gave liberally to Democratic candidates in the campaign season. Space got $5,000 from Hoyer, $1,000 from Murtha. Brad Ellsworth, newly elected from Indiana, also received $1,000 from Murtha, but got $10,000 for his campaign from Hoyer. Not that there is a connection, but Ellsworth is supporting Hoyer.
He was one of the first persons that I talked to when I got into this race. I had a nice visit with him early on. He's called me probably monthly since the campaign started. With no disrespect to Congressman Murtha, I've talked to him once on the phone since the campaign started, and I appreciate him running, but I've committed to Congressman Hoyer.
Hoyer says he has a majority of the incoming freshman Democrats and claims to have the race locked up. Murtha only recently made the formal commitment to run for the post, but Murtha has one key backer in Nancy Pelosi, the current Democratic leader who is likely to become Speaker of the House in January. Pelosi sent out a letter on Murtha's behalf yesterday, citing his strong voice on national security, the war on terror, and Iraq. Murtha had served as Pelosi's campaign manager when she ran for a leadership post in 2001, defeating Hoyer at the time. One leadership aide who spoke only on background said Pelosi puts an extremely high premium on personal loyalty. The source also said Pelosi gives Murtha a lot of credit for his courage in opposing the war in Iraq, an issue Pelosi believes helped propel the Democrats to victory on Election Day. While Democrats are weighing political pragmatism, Republicans are wondering who might best lead them back to the majority. The current Speaker, Dennis Hastert, has taken himself out of the running. There are three candidates for Republican leader in the new Congress. The odds-on favorite is the current leader, John Boehner, who is well-liked and not held liable for the GOP's misfortunes last week. But other candidates feel it's time for a new face for the party. Mike Pence from Indiana is running as someone who will lead the party back to its conservative roots. Texas Republican Joe Barton says he represents the best of both.
Well, they're both friends of mine. They're both good people. I enjoy working with them. I just don't think that either of them has the combination of kind of a conservative fervor, but also pragmatic experience to get the job done.
Barton is clearly the underdog in the race, but both parties hold their balloting in secret, and there can be surprises. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.